That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart and cast away. Ugh. Just another product of today.
Terrible. I kind of like this.
Well, get ready, Mike. You know why?
Why?
This is apparently why. You're going to hear a lot of this coming fall. Read whatever you got to read.
All right. I want to let you guys know that at the end of this segment, so right around 6:54, we're going to give you a chance to win four tickets to the Flag Football Ultimate Final on July 19th with Deshaun Watson. It is tomorrow night at BBVA Compass Stadium. So those tickets, those four before the close of the segment and the hour. Right now, though, we are going through... So these are basically sports songs or songs that are played in sports broadcasts that you hate.
These are the songs that, for whatever reason, I think it's because these networks are taking... I think that they're getting paid by these artists to play these songs nonstop during football season, basketball season. I saw a piece on Billboard.com yesterday. Imagine Dragons are officially the kings of the pump-up anthem. The group released a ferocious new single, Natural, yesterday, and it's no surprise that the Smash Mouth track will be the anthem of this year's ESPN's college football season.
Wait, the Smash Mouth track? Which one's the...
There's a new one?
This is what they're calling it. That track right there, Natural, which you just heard.
Also, we'll be hearing that a lot.
Yeah, you're going to hear that
nonstop.
So wait,
so Imagine Dragons has a song called Smash Mouth?
No, this is how Billboard is describing the song. They're calling it a Smash Mouth hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrase. Have you heard that phrase?
I don't know. I'm just reading.
Now I'm really confused because I hear Smash Mouth and I think of the...
Hey, now you're an all-star?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, which is also another like big sports song. That got super confusing
I heard
for
them
me.
Yesterday when I'm at Target. I'm reading what it says on Billboard.com.
So that's not a big-ass Smash Mouth? Or are they saying it's like a Smash Mouth song and that it becomes
quote,
a sports anthem?
It's no surprise that the Smash Mouth track...
Does Smash Mouth have an capital S?
No.
Okay,
No.
That's all I wanted to know.
It continues saying the track features the band's patented mix of explosive drums and inspiring lyrics, which makes me want to drive off of a cliff because I absolutely can't stand Imagine Dragons. They were a terrible band, and every time I go to the bathroom in this station, yeah, I hear Imagine Dragons on the hallway thanks to our friends at Mix 96.5. Jeff Sheen was giving me some crap. He works on the morning show at Mix yesterday saying, ha-ha, you have to suck it. I hate it. I can't escape it.
Imagine Dragons, though, you've got it completely backwards in terms of them paying anybody to play it. They have a knack for making anthemable songs and or commercialable songs, whatever able you want to.
I didn't
want to
watch
it.
College football last year because I heard them so much,
which is the avenue to riches in today's recording world. You're not going to make a bunch of money selling albums, but
get
if you
stuck
can get
in
yourself
people's
on
head
a commercial or become a sports anthem
so
or something
key
like that, then there you have it.
By the way, quick thing, so I guess we're having signal.
You can make pretty good money selling, but not like you used to.
I guess we're having some signal issues this morning, so if you can hear what I'm saying right now, then you can always check out our stream, which works 100% of the time, 100% of the time, and by that I mean 95% of the time.
On the new Radio.com app.
Yes, SportsRadio610.com, SportsRadio610.com. Check out the Radio.com app. It's new, it is updated, it's good. So if you can hear what I'm saying right now and you're struggling to hear what we are saying, check out the Sports Radio 610 feed on Radio.com. It will work for you.
There are a couple of different songs that over the last couple of years have slowly driven me insane because they got stuck in my head, which I suppose means that these songs are very effective. But when you hear them over and 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 over again, you can't escape it. It drives you a little bit to insanity and also makes you maybe a little bit dead inside. So I decided to put together a countdown of hype music that sucked and was ruined by the nonstop hype. This one, it is not necessarily a song. It is really just honorable mention. And I'm going to put on a little Pauly Kasem voice right here. This is the hype music that sucked and was ruined by nonstop hype countdown. Have you ever cringed while watching one of your suburban friends trying to act urban? Well, coming in the number six spot on the Damn It This Song Again countdown, the NFL playoffs try to take it to the streets.
Yeah, say, hut, woo. With a group of youngins this wild, it's always sunny in Saxonville.
Get it.
Pa.
power. What? The playoff picture is coming together. Watch it unfold.
So they did this for every single team in the playoffs last year. And they would have it going into every single commercial break where they would have a random little sentence about every single one of the 12 teams that made the playoffs.
I did not pick up on that at all.
Oh, I did. And I was getting angry every time I saw it.
Wow.
I don't remember it either, but I like it.
Because they didn't freshen them up. They just played the Saxonville all playoffs for Jacksonville.
Every Jacksonville game, every commercial break, they did that.
You would see it every other commercial break, essentially. Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It got old really, really quickly.
Mike's rubbed off on me where I'm so akin to, like, I just completely stop paying attention to commercials, or I tune away, or usually a lot of times I'm watching games on DVR and I just, yeah, well, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, stop that. That was awful. I can't get with Saxonville as a nickname. There's something about it. It's too much. The problem is I just think S-A-X-O-N, like Saxonville, and I immediately go like History Channel mode. I'm like, where is this? Like, is this in France? What?
I think of Sergio playing a saxophone with a long like mullet of hair in the 1980s.
How many casual NFL fans can
you? Anglo-Saxonville, not a bad term for like the eastern side of the city.
How many people who are casual?
Like east of the river, that's Anglo-Saxonville.
How many people who are casual NFL fans can even name one person rushing the passer for the Jaguars? This isn't like the Purple People Eaters or the
but they were known as a ferocious defense.
I agree.
I think that's fair enough. So I get it. I mean, I get it. I don't personally like the nickname.
Coming in at number 5 on the Oh My God, I Don't Want to Kill Myself But Might Have To Because I Heard This Song Again Countdown. Our attention spans are really bad these days. We often completely forget what we're doing. Luckily, in 2014, Pitbull reminded us often that you were watching the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs.
Look at me, I'm dancing. How can you get sick of this? This isn't the annoying one.
This played before every single playoff game.
Turn it up.
Went into every single commercial.
Yes!
Shut this dancing.
I'm dancing.
You're riding your chair like it's a horse.
I like it.
It's freaking me out.
That's feeling this. Feeling it. I'm ready for some basketball. Pitbull, I'll never get sick of Pitbull. You guys don't know what do you hate? Do you hate fun? Do you hate artistry?
So
do you hate musical genius?
This song.
Then screw you.
This mix of Kesha and Pitbull was good enough.
Oh.
Just good enough to get to number 5 on this countdown, to not be number 1.
I'm here for the next one.
There's a sneaky...
Kesha dropped the dollar sign and picked up my heart.
This is one of those songs that I heard so many times, I hated it at first, but eventually it grew on me. So that's why it's number 5 on this list.
This song almost rivals Hey Ya for a song I will never get sick of.
I hate that song.
You hate Hey Ya?
Hate.
You're such a racist.
How?
What's the next one?
Okay, so again, this is because Imagine Dragons is going to have a song during college football season that you'll hear nonstop, and you will hate yourself by the end of college football season. If you hated the Imagine Dragons song last year, which we haven't even gotten to on the countdown, you will hate yourself. Okay, let's continue the hype music that sucked and was ruined by nonstop hype countdown.
A listener writes, Dear Polly, have you ever wanted a bad song stuck in your head for years? A song that will create such misery that you'll find yourself punching holes in walls and punting small children in fits of rage? Well, listener, I've been there and done that thanks to this turd sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
ESPN 2015 for college football. This just continued.
The shame of it, too, is that if it hadn't been overdone, it does have a really cool, like, grand vibe to it, but it just gets used in every end of year video. Probably, I would guess 78% of NCAA recruiting videos.
It's a little overused.
Hype videos, all these things.
That is Fall Out Boy centuries. ESPN, you would probably hear that. If you watch 30 minutes of ESPN at any point in 2015, you would definitely hear that at one point while they promote college football. Because college football is the biggest thing that ESPN has during the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on nonstop, especially later in the season where you've got your Tuesday night action.
It's the thing that's on the most. Yeah.
Right. So that song drove me nuts. And here's the problem. We're getting to the point in the countdown where just about all of these songs the rest of the way are going to be because of ESPN nonstop playing them during college football season. Coming in at number three on the countdown. Oh, boy. This song ruined thunderstorms for me. And I love thunderstorms. Imagine Dragons' song Thunder played nonstop by ESPN for college football last year.
Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder.
I like the little voice there. Like, I don't know, is that a woman making your voice sound childish? Or is it a child with electronic stuff added to it? I don't know what it is, but I love it.
I don't like this song. I'm not into this song.
This is Imagine Dragons.
This is the problem. One of the things with Imagine Dragons is it's really hard. I feel like if you did a mashup of Imagine Dragons songs, all of the songs would still sound exactly like themselves. They all sound almost exactly the same to me. That's part of the problem. So it's like you hear one Imagine Dragons song, and it feels like every other time that you've heard. It feels like they're playing the same Imagine Dragons song all over the place, even though, how many are there? Are there three Imagine Dragons songs?
I don't want to
I think
know.
They put out four albums with a total of three songs.
The thing is, I actually thought all these songs that were being played on ESPN were by the same band. I thought that Centuries and Thunder and another song later on the countdown were all by Imagine Dragons.
You thought they had like the ESPN, like the corporate band? Just like back in the day, 610, when 610 was a rock station, they had like a band that went out. Like a lot of the employees would go out and play places.
Now we're apparently a Mexican station this morning.
We are? Are they playing Mexican music?
Apparently some Mexican station has invaded us.
Oh, okay.
So we're working on that.
That used to be a problem with Mexican radio. Do you know the story of Mexican radio?
I don't know. Are you referring to the fact that they had some stations that were like above 50,000 watts?
They had huge transmitters just south of the border that would blast signals over here, and like people, it would actually play in people's bed frames. Like it would agitate atoms.
Update.
To the point
we're coming in better.
Okay, good.
We're coming. Bam. Right. Go ahead.
go ahead. Let's go to the comments.
I just got a tweet.
Did I ruin it?
No. You're fine.
Just yet another instance of Mike Meltzer interrupting me that'll go unnoticed by your weird.
But
legion
I
of
but
fans
felt like that, it was a, it's an important update. We're coming in better.
It's important. Yeah. Be sure to let all the advertisers know about the previous issues.
Ooh.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I didn't think about that.
Kyle Mays just tweeted, "Damn you, Paul! I was completely on board with the terrible hype music countdown, but actually playing the songs. Now that bleep is stuck in my head the rest of the day, and I hate you for this." Well, I hate myself for having it stuck in my head. Think about that, huh? This is years and years of this song just stuck in my head.
So we got two more on the countdown of songs that Paul hates.
Okay, we're going to go back into Pauly Kasem voice. I'm sorry for those who hate my voices.
In 1963, a Buddhist monk named Thich Quang Duc burnt himself to death as a protest. And 50 years later, Linkin Park paid tribute, making Paul Gallant want to burn himself to death, introducing Linkin Park's hit song for the 2012 playoffs, Burn It Down.
Just want to go home. It's the playoffs, baby.
It's the beginning of a marathon. No excuses now.
Yeah.
There's no room for soft.
Will against will.
Every game we approach, our back is against the wall, and it's a must-win game. Lay it all on the line.
Stop dancing,
tonight.
Jay-Z.
Did Linkin Park lose some of its cred, like among its hardcore fans, after it became such a popular corporate anthem? Like, it was on a couple commercials, wasn't it?
This song. Their lead singer tragically passed away in the last, I think, year and a half or so. I think he ended up committing suicide, which is dark. That song, though, during the 2012 NBA playoffs, that was the first time I remember a sports league taking a song and just shoving it down everyone's throat. I think this is only a 5 or 6 year phenomenon that we've had, where one specific song has just been everywhere nonstop. But you're right, Seth, in that Linkin Park used to have the credit song for every single Transformers movie. The credits roll, and here's Linkin Park song.
Wow.
Every single one of them. So I could definitely see where people might think that they sold out.
There was Chester Bennington who
Yes.
Died.
You know what? It's one song that I've heard that people get sick of is Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I love that song. Like that. I tried to play it for Mike, and Mike, it didn't move Mike's needle
at
all.
I like it.
No, you did not. You just didn't see it or get it.
I'm good with it.
Let the Drowning Pools, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. But I did hear some of the guys from, some military guys told me they got a little bit sick of that because there's always some 18-year-old dude like, let's go get some. And the other guys are like, all right, let's just settle the hell down,
calm
son.
Down.
This is like, yeah. That song was almost too effective.
All right, so again, we're doing a countdown because Imagine Dragons has a song that you are going to hear nonstop during college football season for the second straight college football season. But this is by far the worst song. I don't even know what's happening in this song, and it's the kind of song that you would hear and you read the lyrics, and then you really have no idea what's going on. This song thinks it's extremely deep. It's talking about how America's divided and about how some people are rising up in arms and how other people are just standing by. It is the stupidest song in the world. Number one on the overhyped songs that were shoved down your throats by networks that were trying to promote respective sports. It's 30 Seconds to Mars with Walk on Water. Oh, my God. No, I'm not Jesus.
This is like it's speaking to those kids where it's like, no, you too. Listen, we're going to rise up and we're going to change Instagram's new policy on posting nude photos. Yeah, this speaks of, yeah, we're gonna create a revolution, which really is like nothing at
it's
all.
It's a weird video. When you linked it last night, I watched it. It's an odd video.
What is the odd video?
It shows like a montage of everything that's happened in our country in the last 3 years with politicians and random like little riots and protests.
But you can't see the full images because they have it like within the words. Like they put the montage within the words on the screen.
Is it as motivational as a Kylie Jenner Pepsi commercial?
Just read the lyrics.
I'd say more.
I would encourage everyone to read the lyrics and just read how stupid it is. It is mind-numbing.
I enjoyed this countdown.
I'll spend a segment reading the damn lyrics.
I know it may not seem. I really enjoyed this countdown. I like music in the morning.
I looked for more, but I didn't want to. Didn't want to, you know, not come into work.
One listener said they even like your voice when you're doing Casey Kasem in this.
They actually do.
In this capacity alone.
We're trying to figure out which ones works and which ones don't. And I respect the listeners and I will cut some of them out.
How many passing touchdowns did Deshaun Watson throw last season? 832-430-2946. If you know that answer, you're going to win 4 tickets to the Flag Football Ultimate Final tomorrow night with Deshaun Watson. Come meet him tomorrow night, BBVA Compass Stadium, to catch the $1 million Flag Football Ultimate Final. Every ticket sold benefits the Houston Habitat for Humanity. Do not forget to watch AFFL action this Saturday, 3 p.m. on the NFL Network to see who will move on to the finals.
We're supposed to have one of the participants in that game, Jacoby Jones, everybody, at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock
scheduled
in studio.
To be here at 9 o'clock, Jacoby Jones. Again, scheduled to be here at 9 o'clock.
How many touchdowns did Deshaun Watson throw last season? 832-430-2946. You win 4 tickets to that game tomorrow night at BBVA Compass Stadium. So Landry compiled the, how many is it again? 28 reasons why the season was awful last year for the Texans.
Was that what it was? It was 28. Yep, okay.
Why they suck, basically. Yeah.